Here's the deal. Sahara, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
These are very strong words here. I want you to know this, though. I am speaking of very lawful constitutional actions, and I'm not just saying that just to back up or to protect myself. I want you to listen to the remainder of this call. We're going to be interrupted, but let's continue to listen to this. I think you're going to like it.
You know what? It's not even a matter of discussion. Here's what I'm understanding is that your residents are being encouraged to take up arms to defend themselves against your unconstitutional actions. And I just wanted to know, first of all, who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the residents and of course their constitutional rights? Or are you loyal to those corporate entities that pay your bills? Because you guys are about to lose your jobs. You know that, right?
I can't discuss this matter with you. You'll need to talk to Captain
Fallon. That would be the cowardly corporate way out. Don't you agree? How about if I speak to you man-to-man then? Are you allowed to do that?
Hey, right now I'm at work, and I speak in official capacity, and officially I cannot speak about this matter. You'll need to speak about captains about Captain Smalley.
Yeah, you know what I think's real sad, Sergeant Spraley. You guys all say that you're doing your jobs, you're just doing your thing, you're collecting a wage, you're just following the orders, and you guys are forgetting about your oath to defend and support the Constitution. And you're violating other people's constitutional rights. Let me tell you something. That foreclosure, all right, and most foreclosures, and you don't need to comment. Just listen. Just hear me out for a second.
I'll be glad to listen.
Just hear me out. You don't even need to respond to it. These foreclosures that you say that you're performing your job and you're taking orders and you're following the laws. First of all, the laws are screwed up, okay, in favor of the banks. Secondly, the banks are actually foreclosing illegally. And that's to be determined. But you guys go in there with SWAT uniforms first of all, where'd you get all this money for this equipment to go find terrorism in Colorado? That's ridiculous. You know how stupid you guys look? Absolutely silly. Why don't you do this? Do your job to serve and protect the community. Because what is going to happen is there are people now that are going to take up arms to defend themselves. If we're going to have 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's certainly their right.
We're going to have 1,000 people at these houses to defend ourselves against your Nazism. Do you understand? You guys are becoming Nazi. You think that you're doing the public a service when in fact you're just taking orders from corporations. And my name is Pete Santilli. And I'm a radio talk show host. I'm going to be speaking.
I knew that.
I'm going to be speaking with some people. Yeah, I'm sure you knew that. What'd you do, a full background check on me or what? What'd you do?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I recognize the name.
You do? Okay. It's Pete Santilli. Yeah. Pete Santilli with the Pete Santilli Show. I just want to encourage you. I want to appeal to your humanity and those others within your force. You guys really need to start considering whose side you're on. You need to choose a side quickly. And I hope you're on the side of humanity at some point in time. You don't even need those guns. You know, if you choose the right side, you don't even need.
Is that why one of the people protesting had a gun with them and they were live streaming that?
Okay. Now, when we come back from this break that we're about to take, Darren?
Yep.
I want you to tell me if there was anybody at any point in time that displayed a gun or meant any violence towards the police. I know that that's just a made up lie, because if we want to fight these people with guns, we're going to do it with guns, and we're not going to do it with Occupy Denver. Okay, we have to defend ourselves. It's not going to be with Occupy Denver because you guys don't mean any harm, do you?
No, we're there to help.
No, absolutely not. So when we come back, I want to get the remainder of this call out, and then we're going to talk about how you guys, come on, property, you mean peace, you don't have guns, they just use these excuses. That's the excuse they use. So they can use all their gear.
Would you like to see who's really hiding behind the green mask of the environmental movement? Are you ready for smart growth and sustainable living?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I've participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game.
Here, but let's continue with the call, Sahara, okay?
Sure.
He had a gun and he was live streaming it.
Yeah.
How about if 1,000 people go there with guns?
That's why the SWAT team was there.
Okay. Darren, was there anybody there with a gun and live streaming a gun?
So, Pete, I want to say these guys show up and look like fools with, you know, 20 guys with AR-15s, automatics. And that the number one way to fight these fools and these laws is informed communities and people struggling like we did with their neighbors to resist this stuff passively, peacefully, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was live streaming, and the answer to the question is someone did have a BB gun up there. I find it interesting that this fellow, Straley, that you talked to said that's how they knew, because I believe it was Bruce Snelling was interviewed by our local station 9 News and said, oh, no, that's not how we knew it. We saw somebody with a gun tucked in their waist belt. So let me continue for 1 second to tell you that we knew they were watching the live stream, and we made sure to show that, hey, this is a BB gun. We're in the mountains. A kid is shooting at trees across the field. And we had a conversation on live stream that was a BB gun. It was not going to be involved in anything to do with the action. So, yeah, there was a gun, But it's, you know, when they say that's why they had to show up, it's astounding. It's like saying we had to go into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. Well, they never found it. And in this case, Pete, they didn't find the BB gun. They didn't even look for it. The BB gun was an excuse. They didn't search us. They weren't looking for a handgun. You know, it's so much hyperbole that
Let me ask Sahara a question. Oh, sure. We're pressed for time always. But Sahara, did you have a gun in your hands when they tackled you to the floor?
Well, of course not. I don't even own a gun. No, I wasn't.
What was the reason why they tackled you? Because you yelled at them, right?
Yes, I presume they got very angry at me, or they were angry already.
Right. Now, Sahara and Darren, I'm going to continue playing this call, okay?
Please.
I don't want you to advocate what I'm advocating. On this Veterans Day, I'm a former United States Marine, and this is what I'm advocating for all of the military people, retired law enforcement. Okay. We have a Second Amendment constitutional right to defend your right to peacefully assemble.
You know, okay? Pete, you'll love this. In Atlanta, there's a police detective. I can't remember how many years she's been on the force. She's being foreclosed on. The Atlanta police are teaming with Occupy Denver, with Occupy Atlanta, who they came down on hard earlier in the movement. They're now teaming together and occupying her home just as we did, peacefully resisting. And that is the beginning of the police realizing and taking up the call that you just gave to Straley there on the phone to do the right thing. And that is huge.
Let me finish this call, okay? Because what I'm advocating is constitutional and lawful, and I'm not saying that as a backup. This is what I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've never been arrested. I've never broken the law. I'm a former United States Marine. I'm calling on veterans right now. If they want to come to us with SWAT teams to take a 63-year-old out of her house after 20 years living there because the banks want to unlawfully foreclose and they want to take that home and violate her constitutional rights to life, liberty, and enjoyment of her property. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Other than that, as far as operational actions, you'll need to talk to Captain Snelling.
That one gun?
If you did your research, you'll find out that the protesters had a gun on scene.
Here's the thing.
Didn't show it at us, so nobody got hurt, but that's the only reason.
Sergeant Spraley, what is going to happen, okay, by you guys executing warrants to go seize properties on unlawful foreclosures in order to defend our constitutional rights here, residents across the country? As a result of your actions now, we're considering actually placing thousands of people at these houses with guns and ammunition to defend ourselves against tyranny, against your police oppression. Do you understand that? I'm a former United States Marine, and you know what? I'm hearing residents talk about stuff like that, and I can't really blame them. I mean, as a result of your Nazi tactics, that's what you're going to cause. Now, we're not going to lay down. You may have one guy there. What if you showed up and you had 1,500 people there?
Mr. Santilli?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've done a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Having been a former Marine, mm-hmm. if you had intel there was gun on a scene, okay, would you not protect yourself?
I would protect myself. First of all, you shouldn't have even been
all
there
right.
to begin with.
That's enough.
What are you even going there
if
for?
What are you putting yourself in that position for?
You shouldn't even be on the scene to begin with. That's what my point is. You shouldn't even be on the scene to begin with. Who are you working for?
To go back to your earlier comment, mm-hmm. okay, the laws are screwed up.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Civil service is by state law a purview of the sheriff's office, including evictions.
Who paid for that eviction?
If you could get that taken care of out of state law for me, I'd be happy mm-hmm. not to do that. However,
who's paying for it? Somebody needs to make a decision.
Law,
yeah.
By what was approved by the state of Colorado and the citizens of the state of Colorado
to violate people's constitutional rights. That's what was approved. So you have an obligation as a former United States Marine, as a sworn peace officer, to not...
No, I said you were a Marine, not me, sir.
Oh, I'm a former United States Marine. That's correct. Yes. Okay.
Yes,
you are a sworn peace officer. You've sworn an oath, correct? You were given an unlawful, unconstitutional order, and then you went ahead and executed it. And by the way, who's paying your wages to even be out there? You wouldn't even have to worry about your own personal safety. I understand that you guys need to protect yourselves. I understand that. But why even show up there? Why even put yourself in a position to where You are in danger.
Because the state law requires us to.
Which is unconstitutional.
When we have a lawful order from the courts for the eviction.
Which is unconstitutional. At what point do you make a decision?
That's for the courts to decide that.
Oh, what about your oath?
Okay.
What about your oath? What if you're told to violate your oath to the Constitution? Then what? And that's why I'm calling to speak to you man to man. At what point do you say enough is enough? I'm not going to do this. That's what you guys need to consider. And that's why I'm calling to speak with you.
I consider that every day, sir.
You guys need to stop. Seriously. This is getting out of control. I mean, it does not need to be, you know, you guys against us. I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
I absolutely agree.
When are you guys going to draw the line and say enough is enough? How about if you say this? How about if you tell the banks, you know what? If you guys want us to execute this thing and you want us to put our lives in danger because we got people with guns there, how about if you pay for it and pay for our insurance in case something happens? How about if you do that? How about if you make a business decision at that point? Why not?
I don't have an answer for that.
No. We need to start doing something, Sergeant Spraley, and that's why I'm calling to appeal to your humanity, your common sense. And I'm going to speak with Bruce Snelling. When can I reach him?
He'll be in tomorrow. He normally works from 8 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon, Mountain Time.
8 to 4. And what's his telephone number where I can reach him? Write this number down.
Get his direct extension. It's 303 679 2349.
Write that number down and call him.
And who yes, is, who is your, I guess your police chief there within your, now, of course, Bruce Snelling was in charge of that SWAT
Bruce
team.
Bruce Snelling is the patrol captain and he was in charge of that incident.
Okay.
Sheriff Don Kruger is the sheriff for the county.
Okay. I'll speak with him as well. I appreciate your time and your ear and, you know, just, remember your oath, okay? I think that'll solve all of our problems.
What? Gladly, sir.
Yes, sir.
Anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Have a good day. Thank you very much for calling me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. So
great conversation, Pete.
It's a great conversation. You know what? It makes sense, does it not? And I'm not advocating violence. I'm advocating defending ourselves from their tyranny. Sahara Donahue, okay? You may not even know this. You're going to have to speak to an attorney about this. But I already know there's 100% certainty they did not have any legal standing to execute that foreclosure. And the sheriff's department, at the sheriff's department's expense, to get all hyped up, to take all that gear that they've purchased, the millions of dollars because 9/11 happened, to get all geared up to go get terrorists in Colorado, in your local community. They have to use that equipment. This is a matter of testosterone, power, and influence over the community. This is not protecting and serving our community. This is a violation, Sarah Donahue, of your constitutional rights. And that is the bottom line. And the bottom line of millions of foreclosures happening in the United States of America.
Yes, I know. There are so many who have been affected by this. And
yeah.
One thing that I know for sure is that the violence is not the answer to this.
It's not. I don't want
to. And you're absolutely, I feel the same way. I have total understanding. But the violence is not the answer to this.
It's not. It's not. I'm not advocating
violence. Violence, you know, against the citizens. And it just incites more and more of the violence. And you're right. We have the constitutional right, yes, under the Second Amendment. And I totally understand that. But it's like, how bad does it have to get, you know, for people to realize, like, just what you were saying to that sheriff, you know, that they don't have to do that or to be, you know, intimidated by a BB gun? I mean, you know, let's get a little real here.
No.
To use machine guns to evict a person.
Can you stay with me for just a few more moments? We're going to take a break and come back, and we're just going to have a wrap-up. It's going to be about 5 minutes more. Can you stay with me?
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, we'll be right with you. Ladies and gentlemen, okay? And Sahara is probably caught off guard. Oh, my goodness, Pete Santilli's advocating using people with guns. Absolutely, I'm advocating that. I'm advocating the Second Amendment. If we need 1,500
people... Fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
That's www.
All right, we're back. Let me fade this out real quick because we only have a few minutes left. Darren, I hope you understand. I'm not, as a matter of fact, I don't even want you to chime in on what I'm advocating. And I'm going to talk to our listeners, and I'm going to speak to our military veterans. I'm going to speak to our gun owners, our constitutionalists, who are very responsible, peaceful individuals.
Sure, Pete. You share whatever you feel is right. Yeah. I'm not against your opinion.
But I just want you to tell me what you intend to do to help out Sahara Donahue. She has a legal battle. She's not going to be fighting violently back at this SWAT team. That's not going to happen. That battle's already been lost. Okay? But what,
right.
What is the next step?
First, Pete, thanks so much for getting this message out there. You know a lot about the foreclosure crisis and the illegal laws that we have. So I'd like to invite people to join us at Colorado Foreclosure Resistance Coalition at Colorado-FRC, that's Foxtrot Radio Charlie.org. And joining our Facebook page, we're going to be fighting legislatively this year. Turns out the House and the legislators in the House are going to be led by the Democrats this year. Last year, we tried to pass a bill to fix these laws so that we can help tens of thousands of homeowners instead of one by one, and that's going to be the focus of our efforts, as well as to help individuals like Sahara, who was kind enough, gracious enough, and brave enough to take on an eviction like this, and we're going to continue to try and help that way.
Yeah, I want to give special recognition to one of our associate producers who's been doing a great job, Charles and Ashley Jones, who actually connected you guys with the show. Now, Sahara, in our remaining moments here,
I want to encourage you. And you've already been fighting the fight. But on behalf, you know that this is a much bigger problem than just your house. And I know you're probably a little bit tired fighting this fight. But I want to encourage you to keep that fight and remember that U.S. Constitution that you have in your hand and your constitutional rights being violated in that way. And don't give up that fight.
I'm not, Pete. In fact, I'm greatly encouraged. And I just want to take one moment to thank from the bottom of my heart and every cell of my being for Occupy Denver and support that they have shown me and helping me to be courageous, because they have been absolutely wonderful and incredible, and their response is immediate, and to encourage others to reach out and to let people know that you don't be ashamed of it, and don't, it's all right to stand up for yourself and to reach out, because you do need support in this kind of thing. And it's more than I ever could have expected, the support that I'm still getting from Occupy and from the Colorado Foreclosure Resistance.
I can't thank them enough.
I'll
tell you what, I do want to give big kudos to Occupy for the assistance they gave. Can you imagine how many millions of homes have been foreclosed upon? These banks just steam
over. I know, so many people, I know.
Yeah, and in the same way that you were. Maybe not with the SWAT team, but you know what? They've actually just evicted people, and people not knowing that they actually had a right, even despite, you having financial difficulties. A lot of people have, as a result of the economy coming down. But the bottom line is,
it's been difficult for so many. I know.
It has been. But most people don't even know what their rights are. I believe that in the interim, Darren, and I'm going to speak to you on this, this should be the fight, and you should be very vocal about this, that they should at least have a moratorium until it can be established in court, in the legislature, the legislation, until they can establish whether or not these banks can even use the sheriff's department to execute these things unlawfully. They need to put a moratorium on this.
Absolutely, Pete. You know, in your own state, I believe in San Francisco, they did an audit like you're talking about doing. They found 88% of the foreclosures had three or more cases of fraud on the parts of the banks. And the city of San Francisco executed a moratorium. They said, we're the criminals here, working on behalf of the criminals, and we refuse to do it. Every city council across the country needs to do that. Take up the rights of the citizens over the banks who are acting illegally and do what's right. Make them go to court and just prove that they've done things right before they foreclose on a homeowner.
Lovely.
Not too much to ask, do you think?
It's not. Who's paying for the sheriff's department to go there with the SWAT team? Can you imagine how expensive that event was?
I can't.
I have no idea.
Can you, the gasoline alone in those SUVs, the cart, all of those. I mean, how many SWAT team members were there?
There was on the order of 20. And I don't know if you caught.
22. So.
22. And they're outfitted by the Department of Homeland Security. It says so right on their website.
Department of Homeland Security. And they were all hopped up with all that weaponry, which was already paid for. But could you imagine if he calculated just their wages alone?
Yeah, we're paying them to throw us out of our houses in the bank.
That's right. Fight to fight, okay? Bust them and the Cuyunes, okay? Fight for her constitutional rights. This is a post-foreclosure action. This is a sheriff's department that is just spending the taxpayer money to execute unlawful foreclosures. Take care of them at the top of the food chain. And I want to encourage you to stay in contact with me. Let's stay at least in contact via email, okay, folks?
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Pete.
And bless you, Sahara.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night. All right, we come back. I need to cover some things, some final comments on this, because, I mean, obviously, catching these folks off guard by advocating that we actually take up arms. And I'm advocating a responsible citizenry to do this. All right? We come back. We're going to talk about what I intend to
do. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in
deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
All right, if you want to call me, I'm going to take brief calls. All right, very brief calls, because I'm tight for time here. 800-313-9443, if you want to get brief commentary. Here is my brief commentary, okay? I will say this. Occupy Denver, occupy any city in America. They have peaceful intentions. They're doing the right thing, yelling and screaming, bullhorning. But up against tyranny, all right? This is what I want you to understand, all right? Let's say, for instance, if Occupy had the luxury of using the sheriff's department to say, you know what? The banks are hiring the sheriff's department to come in with a SWAT team. We would like to use another SWAT team with an equal and opposite force to protect us from the SWAT team. Do you think Occupy would want that? They would want the help from the police department, would they not? And that's the level of protection that I'm advocating. What we are up against, ladies and gentlemen, is a level of disgusting oppression and tyranny that must be met with an equal and opposite force. You see, because the American public doesn't get the benefit of the use of our, you know, we pay tax dollars that goes to the sheriff's department. They buy all that gear to save us from quote unquote terrorism. That's bull crap. Okay? It's all bull crap, but they get to spend all that money. And then guess who gets to use the equipment and all of the sheriff's department? The banks. For what? What are they protecting? First of all, they don't even own her home. They have no legal entitlement. They cannot repossess that home to begin with. That is the main core issue. How do we defend ourselves from a SWAT team and a corporation that's trying to take home 95% of all mortgages right now on the books that were originated between 2003 and 2008 are illegal. They cannot, they don't even have a right. So essentially, the homeowner has the constitutional right to keep that property because the bank doesn't have legal standing to foreclose. But guess what, folks? They use the simple fact that they have all of the money to steamroll you. They can use the sheriff's department. They can use the legal system. And they know that you won't be able to fight them back. The homeowner is in distress. They're victimized by the economy. They are. They have destroyed the economy. The banks have literally destroyed our economy and our ability to pay those mortgages. And then what they do is they come in and they say, okay, now that we've destroyed your ability to pay the mortgage, you can't pay the mortgage. What we're going to do is we're going to come in, seize that, and sell it to our friends and cronies. And oh, by the way, we're going to use the SWAT team to be able to do that. And you have to pay not only for the legal expenses to stop the foreclosure, but you have to pay the taxes to have the SWAT team go out there and take you out of your house. How disgusting is that? I'm going to take a brief call from David from Indiana on line one. David, you're on the Pete Santelli Show. What's up, man?
Swim Shady.
Oh, dude! Welcome back, man. I wish I could play your theme song. I can't do it on the Public Broadcasting Network. But welcome back.
What are you doing, man?
You came back to a good show. This is a great show, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it's real good. Okay.
Yeah. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about as far as taking up arms to defend ourselves against and basically set up an equal and opposite force to defend the interest of Occupy Denver, who is there peacefully trying to save the 63-year-old's home? This is not just one instance. This is every single home. We need to stop this tyrannical government from using our taxpayer dollars, assembling SWAT teams, and then sending them back to us to evict us from homes unlawfully and unconstitutionally.
It's a constitutional right. You have the right to form a militia, an unorganized militia, to defend yourself and self-preservation.
We have no choice. And we would volunteer to do this, would we not? I don't even need to take taxpayer dollars. I'll volunteer to go there with my M4, shotguns, and all of my ammunition to go help out, to save someone's home and to defend them from a tyrannical police force. Would you not?
Oh, yeah. I'd do it. You wouldn't have to pay me a dime.
You know what? We could send, literally, we could have 1,500 people assembled to go on any property. How are they going to match us? They won't be able to. They wouldn't be able to afford it, could they?
No. I think all the citizens of every state that this happens in needs to revoke all their tax money that goes to these police departments that want to violate their rights. If you're going to pay for it, then I would revoke your money.
They need to pass a local ordinance that makes it illegal for a sheriff's department to even get in a vehicle and drive and use gas money on behalf of a bank, number one.
My thing is how do police officers go home at night and sleep? None of this stuff that they're doing when they follow these dislawful orders is honorable. It's not honorable in the least sense. People should look at them in shame.
Their own family
should look at them in shame.
You know what, though? Talk to these guys individually. They get all hopped up. It's like a sport to them. Seriously. Wait till you see this video that I'm going to post on this episode. And you see these guys all, I mean, literally, it looks like they're going to get terrorists. This is a 63-year-old woman. They stuck her face in the kitchen floor. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, so, that'd probably be crazy.
How do we defend ourselves from this? We can still do it peacefully. We don't need to fire a shot. We will not fire unless fired upon.
Yep.
Right?
Agreed.
I want 1,500 muzzles pointing at their butts, right?
Yeah.
In our own defense. It's the only way we're going to be able to stop them. They're defending the corporation's interest. I'm defending all of humanity. Whose side are you on? Slim Shady?
Not me. I'm on the people's side.
There you go, man. That's right. Thanks for calling back in, and glad to have you back.
Yep.
All right, brother. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the telephone number for this Jamoke. All right. And don't stop. Okay. You guys make telephone calls. You do it. If you can record the call, that's great. Captain Bruce Snelling, his telephone number is 303-679-2349. That's 303-679-2349. And you tell that puke that what he needs to do is to step up and honor and obey the oath that he took. His first and foremost obligation is to uphold that oath that he took to protect the constitutional rights of the residents that are within his jurisdiction. And to stop acting like what I call a code three. These guys basically have an open checkbook with your money to go out and buy all of this equipment. Why? Because of the arses that took down those buildings on 9/11. Do you understand why it was so important for them to take those buildings down? So that all of these police departments could go out and buy all this equipment, get all hopped up on it. Do you remember the days way back when a police officer would knock at the door? Ma'am, we're just calling to see if you're okay. Whatever happened to them respecting a 63-year-old woman in a household? Whatever happened to that? They are so hopped up and brainwashed to serve who? To serve corporations? And they don't even think about the financial implications. They don't think about the constitutional implications. How are we to defend ourselves right now? We're to defend ourselves as a last resort with our Second Amendment. Do you understand this? We must, if they refuse to honor the U.S. Constitution and the laws that are contained therein, then guess what? We are left on our own to do that for ourselves. Do you understand that? I'm advocating not to try to cover myself, okay? I'm advocating peaceful resolution, but to show up there in force. I want you to organize a local militia. Have 1,000, 1,500 people, which I know are within your zip code, with arms. That if there's a foreclosure, it's going to be an unlawful foreclosure. And what you need to demand is that that sheriff's department or that police department does not execute that foreclosure unless the bank can clearly establish at their own expense that they have legal standing to execute that foreclosure. What is wrong with that? Asking for a lawful, constitutional transaction. Does anybody oppose that? May God help you if you oppose that. You are on the wrong side of the law. I have in these last remaining moments a couple of thoughts that I need to share with you. And it has to do with our veterans, because our veterans are going to do this. Listen to this.
What I saw firsthand in Afghanistan was that we're making a lot of enemies over there using the tactics we've been using.
We just found ourselves in a huge mess where we're suddenly dealing with a population that's... they have a lot of social issues that they're dealing with, like poverty and a lack of education, a lack of communication and transportation networks, a lack of infrastructure, lots of government corruption. Those are the issues that they're really having to deal with, and those are the problems that need to be fixed. But those are things that our military isn't really equipped to deal with.
I was never taught the customs of the Pashtun people or Islam in itself, any of their ethics, things of that nature, handling of women.
This is what our veterans are saying when they come back. Listen to this. Here's some more powerful stuff from very...
And I tried hard to be proud of my service,
very
but
dedicated.
All I could feel was shame. And racism could no longer mask the reality of the occupation. These were people. These were human beings. I've since been plagued by guilt anytime I see an elderly man, like the one who couldn't walk, who we rolled onto a stretcher and told the Iraqi police to take him away. I feel guilt anytime I see a mother with her children, like the one who cried hysterically and screamed that we are worse than Saddam as we forced her from her home. I feel guilt anytime I see a young girl, like the one I grabbed by the arm and dragged into the street. We were told we were fighting terrorists. The real terrorist was me, and the real terrorism is this occupation. Racism within the military has long been an important tool to justify the destruction and occupation of another country. It has long been used to justify the killing, subjugation, and torture of another people. Racism is a vital weapon employed by this government. It is more important weapon than a rifle, a tank, a bomber, or a battleship. It is more destructive than an artillery shell, or a bunker buster, or a Tomahawk missile. While those weapons are created and owned by this government, they are harmless without people willing to use them. Those who send us to war do not have to pull a trigger or lob a mortar round. They do not have to fight the war, they merely have to sell the war. They need a public who is willing to send their soldiers into harm's way. They need soldiers who are willing to kill and be killed without question. They can spend millions on a single bomb, but that bomb only becomes a weapon when the ranks of the military are willing to follow orders to use it. They can send every last soldier anywhere on Earth, but there will only be a war if soldiers are willing to fight. And the ruling class, the billionaires who profit from human suffering, care only about expanding their wealth, controlling the world economy. Understand that their power lies only in their ability to convince us that war, oppression, and exploitation is in our interest. They understand that their wealth is dependent on their ability to convince the working class to die to control the market of another country. And convincing us to kill and die is based on their ability to make us think that we are somehow superior. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen have nothing to gain from this occupation. The vast majority of people living in the U.S. have nothing to gain from this occupation. In fact, not only do we have nothing to gain, but we suffer more because of it. We lose limbs, endure trauma, and give our lives. Our families have to watch flag-draped coffins lowered into the earth. Millions in this country without health care, jobs, or access to education must watch this government squander over $450 million a day on this occupation. Poor and working people in this country are sent to kill poor and working people in another country to make the rich richer. And without racism, soldiers would realize that they have more in common with the Iraqi people than they do with the billionaires who send us to war. I threw families onto the street in Iraq, only to come home and find families thrown onto the street in this country, in this tragic and unnecessary foreclosure crisis. We need to wake up and realize that our real enemies are not in some distant land, but not people whose names we don't know and cultures we don't understand. The enemy is people we know very well and people we can identify. The enemy is a system that wages war when it's profitable. The enemy is the CEOs who lay us off from our jobs when it's profitable. It's the insurance companies who deny us health care when it's profitable. It's the banks who take away our homes when it's profitable. Our enemy is not 5,000 miles away. They are right here at home. If we organize and fight with our sisters and brothers, we can stop this war, we can stop this government, and we can create a better world.
Is that what you want? We can stop these bastards. Do you understand that? If you commit to it. You're so committed to sending your sons and daughters to go 5,000 miles away. Ladies and gentlemen, the real enemy is here in the United States of America. They've hijacked your country. What are you going to do about it? The real enemy are the weapons that they use against us with our own money. But guess what? Those weapons and those SWAT teams are absolutely harmless without people who are willing to use them. We must oppose the SWAT teams like the one in Colorado with an equal and opposite overwhelming force, a volunteer force, of an organized militia, of veterans like the one who just spoke in that video clip. Ladies and gentlemen, our veterans right now are putting their lives at risk for members of KBR Corporation who are driving around in $60,000 SUVs on bases while our low-waged Marines are putting their lives at risk to protect their corporate interest on the bases. That's what our military is doing. We are brainwashing our young generation, our Xbox generation, to go to a foreign land to fight as if they're playing Xbox and Call of Duty. They think it's a big game, and they won't realize it until it's too late. They won't realize that the whole thing is a sham. I believe we need to educate our active duty military. I believe we need to do everything that we can to oppose the tyranny and the oppression that exists here in the United States of America at the highest level of our government. It must be abolished because it has become destructive, and we must abolish it. And we can do this with the people that we have here in this country. Do you not want to save your country? Do you not want to protect a 63-year-old woman who can't just recover from the mistakes of your society? We'll be back with my final comments right after this message, ladies and gentlemen.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
From deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
You know, our military, right now, you need to consider this. Our young men and women, we've sent to a foreign land to go kill brown people who have nothing to do with harming our country. The one thing that we can tell them, if you really want peace, because everyone wants to claim peace here in the United States, like Occupy Denver. That man was just all about peace. While at the same time, he's pulling out of his wallet tax dollars to pay for the SWAT team and to pay for the military to go kill people. Everyone wants peace here domestically. But in a foreign land, we send our daughters and sons to go get killed. And we're excited to go do that to save ourselves. What happens when you have domestic enemies? What do we do then? Do we call for peace? I'm going to say this again. I'm going to read this to you again. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. It is now time to separate. Do you understand me? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from who? From the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. Ladies and gentlemen, when will you say enough is enough? You had a 63-year-old citizen who was taken down on her face by a SWAT team that you paid for. Is there anything wrong with that? Has that government become destructive and violating her constitutional rights? And her constitutional rights are those rights that are documented to preserve what God gave her when she was born and put on this earth. As she gets ready to retire and leave this earth, you think it's okay to violate her constitutional rights? It should be just as okay for you to go after domestic enemies. That is, as it is to send your sons and daughters to put their lives on the line to go after foreign enemies. We have foreign enemies that are fabricated. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It is a fact that these corporations, the same type, like U.S. Bank, they fabricate and justify all of their actions, including sending us to war in a foreign land. Our true enemies are here in the United States of America, and it is time to rise up and to defend ourselves against them. These weapons, these police departments are harmless if we don't have anybody to staff them. We have volunteers like us that need to defend our lives. Good night, everybody.